Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3512. All right, we are 1 week away from the third season debut of The Bad Batch. And as we ramp up for that, we're going to refresh ourselves on the things we need to know about what's come before. We'll start with season one today and a quick seven takeaway breakdown version of that. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So with the Bad Batch about to debut, it is 1 week away. It seems crazy, like the time is just flying this year. I thought to get ourselves prepared for it, it would be fun to revisit what has come before. So today we're going to be talking about season one, and we're going to do it in our seven takeaway breakdown style that we do for breaking down episodes, shows, and whatnot. We're going to focus on the seven main points you need to remember from season one that will be useful to you to catch you up when season three debuts next week. So our first thing, let's start with the inciting incident of the show, which is the implementation of Order 66. And we had some fun times on the planet Caller where Caleb Doom was trying to escape from all the clones that had turned, and everybody in the Bad Batch seemed unaffected by it and confused, with the exception of Crosshair. So while Crosshair is trying to hunt down this kid, Hunter's trying to say, hey, you know, maybe wait, hold up. And hey, Caleb, like, hold up. And wittingly, unwittingly, helps Caleb escape, which doesn't sit very well with Crosshair at all. For our second thing, when the Bad Batch gets back to Kamino, they find out that the transition from the Republic to the Empire has happened, and pretty darn quickly, like, all the clones that are there are now in Stormtrooper armor. It's looking pretty strange, and they meet this young girl, Omega, who works with their chief medical officer. They're like, oh yeah, you seem kind of, you know, interesting and cool, but she also idolizes the Bad Batch too, so it's, you know, worth paying attention to, relationship-wise, obviously. And what ends up happening when they get back is Tarkin says, all right, well, let's see how these clones do, and sends them on a mission to Onderon to kill Saw Gerrera. And instead, they decide that, you know, Saw's people aren't a danger and that, you know, they just want to live free of the Empire. So Hunter says, yeah, you know, there's no problem here. Of course, Crosshair doesn't like that. When they get back to Kamino, everybody except Crosshair is arrested for treason, and it takes Omega to help them break out of prison, and ultimately they flee Kamino and escape while Crosshair has his loyalty inhibitor chip stimulated so that it will make him even more intensely committed to the Empire. For a third thing to remember, it takes the Bad Batch a few episodes to, you know, bop around the galaxy and ultimately find a place where they can hunker down and get some help. That is on Ord Mantell, and that is where they meet Sid the Trandoshan, who sends them on various jobs and keeps getting them deeper and deeper in debt, so that way they keep having to do jobs for her so that they can pay off part of their debt, until, you know, at one point Omega wins a bunch of money for Sid and is able to pay off the Bad Batch's debt entirely. For a fourth thing to remember, Omega is wanted by the Kaminoans, but by different Kaminoans for different purposes. Basically, Nala Se, who's that chief medical officer that Omega worked with, seems to want to protect Omega, whereas Lama Su, the former prime minister of Kamino, or maybe he is still until they decide they've had enough of him, basically wants to get Omega back for the Empire and then extract genetic material from her and then just dispose of her. that's actually sort of the impetus for how the Bad Batch ends up on Ord Mantell, because Sid is a person who might have some information about this. But Omega ends up getting kidnapped by Cad Bane, who's been hired to retrieve her, and Nala Se, fearing for Omega's safety, hires Fennec Shand to go retrieve her and make her safe. Meanwhile, Omega is able to escape briefly from her captivity and signal the Bad Batch, who then come to her rescue as well. And it's during these events that the Bad Batch learn that Omega is, like Jango Fett, an unaltered clone, and therefore the only remaining source of fresh genetic material that can be used for cloning based on what the Kaminoans had been doing for all those years. For a fifth thing, those inhibitor chips that didn't work when Order 66 went down, well, they're still in there, and once Captain Rex, who happens to hook up with them through other situations that happened this season, finds out that those inhibitor chips are still in place, he's like, oh, we gotta get those out of there, and takes them to Bracca, which is, of course, the, you know, shipyard, junkyard planet that we see in Jedi Fallen Order, to get the inhibitor chips out of them, not quick enough, because Wrecker's chip starts to get a little wonky. It has been for the previous couple of episodes, and so, yeah, that causes drama and whatnot, and ultimately, yes, they are able to remove all the inhibitor chips from the members of the Bad Batch, so they are inhibitor chip free. First sixth thing to remember, Crosshair is by this time completely on board with the Empire's plans and is perfectly happy being a clone working for the Empire. So he ultimately is able to convince the powers that be, particularly this Vice Admiral Rampart, who's one of our big bads from season one, that the Bad Batch is out there and is a danger and they need to try to track them down. They end up getting a situation where Hunter is captured and brought back to Tapoca City on Kamino, and Crosshair sets a trap for the Bad Batch by, you know, signaling, allowing the members of the Bad Batch to become aware of where Hunter is, knowing that they're gonna come for him. And that leads us to our seventh and final takeaway, because the Bad Batch do indeed go in to retrieve Hunter, and they try to convince Crosshair to go with them, even as Crosshair is left abandoned on Tapoca City and the Empire begins an orbital bombardment of the city and of other cities on the planet to just destroy all the Kaminoan cloning facilities. Crosshair says, nope, yeah, I'm still with the Empire. They're still my peeps. And so they ultimately go their separate ways. So that's the quick 7-point refresher I've got for you about season one of The Bad Batch to help you get ready for season three's debut on Wednesday next week. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you enjoy it, I hope you'll consider leaving a rating or review on your favorite app. I hope you'll consider sharing it with other Star Wars fans and friends that you know that you might consider subscribing or joining or following, whatever the app calls it. And to help support the podcast, the one last thing I'll ask is that you consider even just $1 a month at patreon.com/sw7x7. Again, that's patreon.com/sw7x7 to help support this podcast as it approaches its 10th anniversary. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited, or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.